AM 570 LA Sports.
I want to hear it, man. I'm desperate to hear it.
This is the Petros and Money Show.
Best case scenario.
Mad Money Smith.
Worst case scenario.
Petros Papadakis.
What am I doing here? I'm humiliated.
Available on the iHeartRadio app.
Now online at am570lasports.com.
This is Petros and Money.
Everywhere in chains.
Oh, yeah. Donging out, Vic, Petros, and Money, AM 570 LA Sports. Big thank you to David Bassett. Joined us live from Petco Park. Last segment brought to you by Navien Tankless Water Heaters. We are going to go to Dodgers on Deck at 6 p.m., less than 2 hours from now, as we get ready for Dodgers Padres, the first of three, down in San Diego.
We have someone there. We're the only people that have somebody out there broadcasting.
That's
David Vassay.
David Vassay, live on location. He had to fight for that credential.
And he's got Trevor Bauer on in the pregame show featuring Tim Cates, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck.
You're not going to want to miss that. Coming up at 6, first pitch just after 7 p.m., Walker Buehler on the mound for the Dodgers. They'll have Kershaw versus Darvish tomorrow, and then Bauer versus Snell on Sunday. We gave away one BJ's restaurant and brewhouse gift card.
Should we do the other one right now?
When do you want to do it, Cates?
Huh? Later this hour?
Later this hour. Later this hour,
all right,
our second $100 gift
card.
You're
the one that has to answer the phone, I guess.
Daniel Jeremiah will join us in the very next segment. He is not only the lead draft analyst in all of professional football, but he is also a diehard. The only team he cheers for in all of sports is the San Diego Padres. So it will be likely a Padre-heavy conversation.
Oh, it's going to be crazy.
With a tilt.
When is the draft? I thought it was this weekend.
The draft is 2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday.
2 weeks from yesterday will be the first round. 2 weeks from today will be the second and third round. And then 2 weeks from tomorrow will be the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh round.
All right.
So DJ, even though he is deep in tape study, deep in XO production, he will carve out
a little bit
of time.
He's excited.
He can't help himself.
You know what? He's going to be down this year with his picks because he's distracted by the greatness of the Padres.
I think he's going to the game tomorrow. I mean, that is a lot of time off of tape study to take it all the way to San Diego to hang out for that's a 7 hour sabbatical from tape study, from XO perfection.
I just hope he can live with himself.
I can't wait till they go to him for a third round pick. Tell us about this tight end from Colorado State, DJ.
Well, usually they just have
Ryan Weathers, Walker Buehler.
That's usually what they usually do anyway. Like, DJ's actually the guy that has real information, and instead of going to him, they ask Lewis Riddick, and he just says a bunch of platitudes.
Well, he basically says, well, let me tell you, last year he had 40 catches
for
440 yards. Good in the red zone, 3 touchdowns. I see that here over 6 games, so you like that. And, you know, the Colorado State, while it's not a Power 5, that's still a program that's going to play pretty good competition.
That's really good analysis, Matt.
What do you have, DJ? Well, you know, in watching the tape, I like the game against Colorado. You see it in the opener. A guy had 4 catches, and I remember there's one particular rowdy.
Usually he has a little more,
again,
Matt.
DJ.
He usually has a little more. Yeah. All right, it is time for the number of the day.
Here's my number.
Number of the day.
Number of the day is 1931. I had a hell of a treat this morning, P, from one of our listeners. Dedicated listener Ben invited me out to one of Southern California's most iconic companies that maybe a lot of us don't know about. 1931, right here in Southern California, the frying pan was invented. It is what they called the first ever, and it is right there on their wall of their factory in Santa Ana.
The first ever frying pan?
The first ever electric guitar was called the frying pan.
Oh,
along
that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, I'm sure they fried food before the 30s.
Along with the patent certificate, they invented the electric guitar, Rickenbacker. And it is right here, Rickenbacker, damn it. Rickenbacker, right here in Los Angeles. Like Vans, we love Vans. This is family-owned and operated Rickenbacker, a local company with a local factory that builds its guitars by hand right here in Santa Ana. And Ben was nice enough to invite my daughter,
headed out
saw
to
all the videos of her playing. He's like, would she be interested in seeing how a guitar is made? It's like, hell yeah. Next thing
remember
I know.
Remember Vassay went to the The Bat Museum?
Yes.
With Nomar?
Yes, the Louisville Slugger yes. Museum.
I want to see how it's made!
So we go in, and we get to see the process from a just a slab of wood that gets turned in to one of the finest guitars in all the world, and then...
What year?
This is their 90th year. 1931 they started.
So about 5 years before Flotto the Elephant went crazy in Riverside, right down the road in Santa Ana.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's a real historic day.
Exactly.
Show today.
This is their 90th anniversary here in 2021.
I'm headed out to Santa Ana on Saturday to go to the Santa Ana Bowl.
Should see if you can pop in there.
Is it right in the shadow of it?
It's kind of close to John Wayne Airport, right off Bristol.
Can you tell? Does it have a sign that says the first electric guitar invented here?
Unmarked building.
Oh, that's pretty deep.
At the end of the tour, where we got to go through the entire process of the guitars being made, here's the machine router, here's them gluing it together, here's the guy that's sanding it, and now they're putting the binding, all of that. Next thing I know, we walk into a room that has all of this history. My daughter, Preston, got to hold a guitar that Sam Cooke had called the Jazz Bow that he had actually played. Got to see Lemmy's bass. Got to see John Lennon, Paul McCartney,
is this place
George
open?
Harrison. No. I think it's just their factory, but they have this cool little room where they have all of these guitars that they've made. Tom Petty, John Kay from Steppenwolf, Roger McGuinn of the Byrds. I mean, like all of these guitars in this room that serve as just the Geddy Lee bass guitar combo.
Wow.
All of that there.
Well, City of Orange, or no, Fullerton has a guitar history too, right?
Yes.
We would talk about it all the time.
Is Fender. That,
Fender, yeah.
And they were friends. Fender and Rickenbacker were friends.
Who knew about Orange County's electric guitar history, Matt?
Did not know. Eric, who is their chief painter, who does all the painting of the guitars, has said, oh, I've been to every single one of your guys' slide bar summer tour stops. He goes, I'm there all the time. I love the show. Everybody loves the show down there. Unfortunately, he mentioned that Jeremy sold or is trying to sell the slide bar and has since moved to Nashville.
What?
And whether or not the slide bar survives coronavirus, we do not know.
Well, his son graduated high school, so, you know, he wanted to...
up and out. So we'll see whether or not somebody buys the slide bar and reopens. But a big thank you to Ben, to Eric, to all the people down there. Handmade guitars, not shipped off, pickups. They make everything right there in that factory. It is really, really cool.
Can you buy anything from them?
You can. You can buy. He actually gave me a T-shirt to give you, and I forgot it at home. My apologies. But their guitars are priced as you would imagine a guitar is priced that takes 2 weeks to build by hand.
How much for Lemmy's?
I don't know if they'll sell you Lemmy's, but I sent James the photo, sweet James the photo, and he freaked out. And
well, look here, Tom. Tom the Orange Farmer has chimed in and said Fullerton has no doubt the greatest guitar band of all time. So, I mean, it really is centralized to that area. Tom Waits is from Yorba Linda. You got Jackson Brown.
Jackson Brown's models were there.
Rickenbacker.
Was there in that particular room. Let me see if I can find the... Here you go. Here is a photo you can see in the background there, P. Those are the Lemmy bass.
Oh, yeah.
On the top there with the hand hardwood.
Like, it's like hanging out at the Hard Rock Cafe without a bunch
really
of weirdos.
Is. It is. There's the frying pan. The first ever electric guitar. There's the frying pan.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Let me see. Oh, that's some sell your soul to the devil type of guitar
right?
there. Yeah.
Beautiful. You say that thing goes on a tour, that particular frame.
So it's up on your Instagram?
Up on the Instagram.
At the real Matt Money Smith on Instagram.
Holding Sam Cooke's guitar, the Jazz Bow.
And a hotel person didn't come shoot her?
No.
That's good to know.
She was able to get, there's John Lennon's that she was able to play.
And some psycho didn't come and shoot her in the back?
Isn't that great?
Right at the stop sign there?
Family friendly down there in the factory. So thank you to Ben.
Oh, more Orange County information. Flotto the Elephant hated electric guitars and was a purist and favored the acoustic. Rickenbacker.
Rickenbacker.
So what do you, like, if you called them and said, like, hey, I'm not the voice of the Bolts, but who the hell is he? I love guitars just as much as anybody.
It's a good question. I don't know.
I want to come see Lemmy's guitar. Why do you have all that stuff stored if I can't come see it? What if somebody tries to force their way in like Beto?
That is fair. I don't know. I would imagine they do like field trips. I would guess they bring kids in and stuff, people that love guitars.
Like School of Rock field trip.
Right. That's what I would guess. Like Van Tile Music Academy.
Now look, this is, you know, I'm not going to read that. I'm not going to read it.
I mean, but we like when you read those. Sometimes those are the best.
First the skate decks, now the guitars. What's next for that cracker elitist? Well, it's not going to be pirate jewelry because that's taken.
Exactly right, man.
And I might be moving into
knives, pirate jewelry,
G-Shock watches soon.
G-Shock,
colorful sweats.
Right. We all got our thing. My thing is not guitars, but my daughter it is.
Ronnie.
This is the song of the day.
Ta-da.
Today's song of the day is called Trash Can from a nice band out of downtown San Diego called the Delta Spirit. A good tune on a Frogman Friday as the Petros and Money Show puts a wrap on the week with 3 hours of great sports talk, where the Dodgers will spend the weekend down the 5 freeway in San Diego at Petco Park with the Padres. And we'll make sure to get you over to Tim Cates on time for your Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck at 6.
Well, I guess the slide bar's out. We'll be back with more PMS. Daniel Jeremiah from the NFL Network, but of course, Padres superfan is going to join us in the very next segment to talk about the big rivalry and the big series that we're making a big deal about. Coming up, 6 o'clock, Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck. You're going to hear from Bauer. Dodgers Padres tonight.
It brother says it, uncle says it, auntie says it, everyone at the party, I'm okay.
I trust the money, AM570 LA
Take it on the moon.
To the moon. Shout out to Dave Negelin. Dodgers Padres coming up tonight. A first pitch at 7 p.m. We'll have a Dodger on deck at 6 p.m. And David Vasse, right around 6:45, is going to have Trevor Bauer join the show. Are we doing the BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse gift card right now? Later. Later. We already
Later.
Gave one away.
All right. Well, this is a big moment.
Big moment.
Because, you know, we interact with this guy all the time. But this is kind of like talking to this guy on the day before your kid plays his kid in a big wrestling match or something, like ping pong match. Or, you know, I mean, this is big time.
This is generational.
We're facing him down.
Family.
This is like Louis Gossett and Dennis Quaid face-to-face in Enemy Mine in the poster. One face is ugly and gnarled, the Padres face of Daniel Jeremiah, and one face is beautiful, like Dennis Quaid and the World Series champion Dodgers.
Many champs.
Petros and Money, that's us.
A lot of excitement in the Jeremiah household so far this young Padres season.
And nobody begrudges them dancing around like idiots.
We do. How dare you have let's listen for yourself.
Let's just bring it in. Here is Daniel Jeremiah, super geeked up after the no-hitter the other night. Who was the guy that pitched the no-hitter?
Musgrove.
What was his name?
Joe Musgrove.
What? Casey Musgraves? Okay. Here's the Jeremiah family not acting like they've been there before after that. Play it.
Oh, really, Cates? Now you're going to get it to freeze?
Attaboy, Cates.
Oh!
And he was even potted up to give him an attaboy.
Oh, you messed it up, Cates.
Screwed it up.
Oh,
it's over.
You wrecked
now
it.
They're going to get attaboy. Swept. Dodgers are going to get swept.
Oh, this is terrible.
Unbelievable.
Off to a great start today.
Aren't we?
From the NFL Network, it is the one and only Daniel Jeremiah.
That was...
Mock drafts are out.
Boy, oh boy, was that bad.
Gosh, talk about a misfire.
Anticlimactic. Can we get it here? No.
Oh,
here we go. Eggs on our face now.
Right.
That's right. Clever segment.
No, you know what? Shut up! Listen to you. You sound like an idiot. Do you
are you watching with your kid? That's stupid.
Do you regret that? Stupid family time. You bet you regret that now that we play it back.
First of all,
who looks like a fool now?
To get to the start of this whole conversation, I will tell you right now, I feel like Elizabeth Shue with that oversized sweatshirt getting ready to head into this karate tournament, knowing exactly how this whole thing's going down.
Oh, she didn't know what was going to happen. They had to steal the black belt out of a bag.
You're going tomorrow, DJ. What are you doing tonight?
My son's got a high school football game, buddy. I mean, obviously, it's April. It's football season.
Yeah, who do we got?
Obviously.
Big rivalry weekend, right? Who do we got tonight?
I think we have Arrowhead Christian. That's who we have.
They're tough.
Yeah, we're down a couple guys. We're a little light. The squad's a little light right now in our final, our third and final game of the season.
That's not, maybe we shouldn't laugh at that.
So, how intense?
Good news. Here's the good news. Here's the good news, P, is that if the football game doesn't go our way tonight, we've got three lacrosse games next week. So we're good.
There we go.
All right. Nothing wrong with some multi-sport action and all the kids getting back out on the field, and we love to see that. But, you know, this has been a long time coming, Daniel, and I can't help but feel like, you know, not just because we screwed up the soundbite, it's a little bit of an anti-climax for you. You got high school football, you got lacrosse, you got your gopher problems, you got the draft on the NFL Network coming up in a couple weeks in Cleveland, you got to go. It kind of feels like, you know, there's too much going on for you to actually be excited about this.
Well, here's the deal. Normally, and I actually read this, I think in Sam Farmer's article, it talked about Garvey saying that you know, the Dodgers used to come down in the early season and they would just come down to Mission Valley and it was like a vacation and they would lose the series, just kind of sleepwalk through it and then come back towards the end of the season while they're getting ready for the playoffs and then sweep the Padres and on you go. And I've celebrated several of these early season wins. Well, I shouldn't say several, like there's a lot of them, but I have celebrated those early season wins against the Padres, and only for money to be like, hey, dummy, it's 162 games. We both know how this is ending. Just stop. So I'm
just
trying to temper.
Last year.
I'm trying to, I'm trying to ease into it.
You just did this last year, DJ, remember?
Yeah.
You're firing off tweets at all of us in the early series. And how did it end?
Well, it was a 60-game season. So those games mattered a little bit more last year. Than
that's fair. So. That's right. Fair. So what are our expectations for this weekend? You got a nothing pitcher going up against the mighty Trevor Bauer. You got your old subleg shoulder pop head Tatis going out there with his shoulder coming in and out like Kevin Klein in that movie. You got all kinds of problems. How are you going to handle it? What if you F up?
I have very low expectations. Very low expectations.
You see this, man?
Did you see that?
He's lying.
Did you see the Jack?
He's not a guy that lies, but he gets emotionally invested.
I really don't feel good about it. I don't feel good about it. I'll be honest. I can't watch any of the Dodger games because of YouTube TV or what have you. But I feel like every time I see them losing, I go get something to drink, and I come back and look at my phone again, and they've hit another three-run home run. So they're playing. I can't lie; the Dodgers are playing great right now. So I don't feel tremendously confident.
He goes to get a nice ginger ale.
I mean, the
nice ginger ale.
The Dodgers got Daniel headed for the Talisker.
how concerned? Go ahead, DJ.
Here's the thing, though, Money and P, is that you guys have known me for a long time, and I'm underplaying this thing. Low expectations. The Padres win 3-2 tonight. I'm going to be so annoying. I'm going to be texting from a high school football game, hot dog in hand, and you guys are going to be, this guy is a moron, and you guys are going to laugh about it, and Casey's going to get genuinely pissed. That's how this whole thing works.
Yeah, you know, that is kind of
that
the cycle.
Accurate.
I mean, that you are a prognosticator, and that's a pretty good prognostication there, Daniel, but I still don't like it. You know, I don't like the mindset like, wait, I'm going to really throw Petrosen money for a loop and I'm going to tell him that I don't like what's going to. And then now we have nothing. We're like Michael
now
Corleone.
Now we got to talk about freaking Justin Fields.
Yeah. Oh, so what do you think? You think the Niners are going to go with him or not? You know, I mean, now we got nothing. You just took the bat out of our hands, so to speak. No pun intended. So I guess, Justin Fields, your thoughts.
I mean, look, I thought you were going to hit me with, I was ready for some McKinstry questions. I was not ready for any Justin Fields questions.
Yeah.
I was told there was no
football. Yeah, I guess you can't answer a Justin Fields question.
Speaking of prognostication.
Really catching you off guard there.
Cates just gave this to us. This was going to happen. The Padres are too good. DJ's not going to be on his P's and Q's for the draft. He's going to be thinking about Tatis.
Oh,
he's going to be thinking about Grisham. Like, you're gonna lose your mind on that Saturday.
You got nothing.
You got nothing.
You're going to get Riddick's going to clown you.
That's a good call.
He's going to.
It's a good call. I, you know what?
Analyze circles around you.
Riddick's going to clown.
I could be in some real trouble. Maybe the Padres will do me a solid, and it won't be competitive, and so then I don't have to worry about anything. Right. But you know, did you see the picture I just sent you guys? By the way,
no, we're working here.
Your phone.
Let's see.
Like, you don't check your phones. Look at who we're throwing at you tonight. Just look at that little. Look at that.
That's not the original. That's a child.
that's who's starting for us tonight. I mean, how do we lose?
Ryan Weathers. Daniel just
cute little
Daniel
you
sent Matt and I
scared of the Dodgers
photos of a portly young child throwing from the mound. It is an exciting time, and God help us, I hope it is a great rivalry so we have something to talk about.
Do you think we get a fight this year? Do you think we get a fight? I think we do.
So.
I think we do get a fight. Yeah.
I mean, if the bazooka, who's on the travel squad, is on the taxi squad, is activated, you know, Machado's always got a bad attitude. Snell's all pissed off because he got pulled in the first.
Yeah, how can you get behind that guy?
I don't know. Are we talking about Trevor Bauer? Who are we talking about?
No,
I
lost Snell! My
Snell! See what you did there?
Yeah. No, you have the most unlikable player in Major League Baseball. You guys have the best team. I give you that. But and Snell is a little bit of a goober, but Bauer's on a whole nother level.
You really think Bauer is less likable than Machado? Legitimately, like I think that's 1 and 1A right there. Those are your two that everybody hates more than anybody else.
Yeah, but Machado's not cheating, so I mean I think that's different. You know, he didn't adjust his spin rate up 400. You know, in 1 year miraculously.
When he was on the Dodgers, he stepped on that guy's leg. Seemed like cheating to me.
His leg was in the way. You move your leg.
Ah, yeah. Change your tune on that one, Jeremiah.
Tell that to Buster Posey in the NL West.
Matt, should we ask him?
Can we talk about how bad the Rockies are? First of all, I mean, jeez.
I mean, I thought the Pirates were pretty bad
on LA
Padres
radio.
Couldn't take care of them. Padres couldn't take care of them.
It's cold in Pittsburgh, money. It's cold out there.
You're not supposed to fight this year because of COVID. So remember that.
Oh, that's right.
You get all heated. No, don't do it, guys. Don't do it.
COVID.
Be smart. Don't do it. All right, ask.
You think Gratterall Machado is the fight? I'll say no, I'm going to say
Machado wouldn't fight Gratterall.
No.
Machado's a weenie.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't see that as the fight. I think Muncy's involved.
I was going to say Snell and Muncy.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Snell's going to give Muncy some chin music, and it's on.
How are you going to know that Snell got punched in the face, though?
He's already got the black eyes.
He already got the sock face 2000. Yeah. Why don't you ask about
a harsh, man.
No, go. You do it. One football question. Here we go. That's
so
it.
Trevor Lawrence there. Yeah. Hey, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know what? This is something we brought up, DJ.
Why? What are the headlines?
Every year there is one player that like becomes, I don't want to say like a cause, but like everyone's saying, hey, this is crazy that this guy's sliding. There's always one.
Yeah.
Why is it Justin Fields this year? Why is everyone so determined to kind of take up for this guy and say the fact that he might slide is crazy?
Yeah, that's a question.
Well, I think the whole sliding thing is kind of silly. I mean, he could still be the third pick in the draft. We don't know that. I mean, the signs kind of signal to Matt Jones at this point in time, but the signs signal to Sam Darnold to Cleveland at this point in time in the process that year. And we all know Baker ended up being the first pick. So I don't really buy into the fact that he is sliding. Is it, you know, I know some people have said there's a chance he gets out of the top 10 and the Patriots at 15 and maybe gets in the 20s. I really can't imagine there's any way that Fields is getting out of the top 10. I just don't see it. So I'm not really buying into the whole he's sliding too far thing. To me, if you're the Denver Broncos and you've got Drew Locke as your quarterback and you've got a chance to get Justin Fields, and I can't see him falling any farther than that.
You got a grade on the USC homeless punt returner yet?
Dude, I have been locked in on the draft stuff piece. So I saw, I think you tweeted something about it. So I really don't know this whole story. So they literally, somebody that was homeless got onto the practice field. I don't know.
Got a helmet, got cleats, hung out for days, ate in the dining hall, hung out in the jacuzzi. They have a photo of him. And it wasn't until he started returning punts that they were like, hey, who's that?
So who is he eating with? Like, who does he just sit at a table by himself?
I mean, if this is a story, you know, out of your alma mater, who's actually pretty good, Appy State, it's just kind of a novelty story and we move on. But because USC is such a circus and they tried to bury the story, it's caused me to go into hyperdrive with the story.
That's crazy. Did the guy give an interview?
No, we're still, he remains at large. The search continues.
Nobody can track him down. Apparently, he did not leave any recording address.
We can find the nacho guy, but we can't find the homeless guy. Is that what's
going
on?
There is a Joint Chiefs investigation between the Keck School of Medicine and the Brain Trust of Mike Bone at USC going on currently. I'm not even kidding. I wish.
Oh my gosh! I got to read this. What? Text me the story. I got to read the whole story on this because I don't know what's going on.
That's what's going on.
That's it.
He's got kind of a loaf of an afro kind of thing going.
Who's pitching tonight? I know I'm going tomorrow night.
Bueller
is Darvish. So I know we got Weathers. Oh, you're throwing Bueller? Oh, crap. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Then you get to cheer for Snell on Sunday. Good luck with that.
I won't get to see the game. I don't get to see the Dodger games. Padre games. I watch all the Padre games except when they play. Yeah, I'm at that one. I'm going to that one. That should be
going. How close are you to home plate? Will we be able to see you on TV?
You know what? I swear to you, my seats are maybe 8 rows up, right off of first base. So I think when there's a left-handed batter, you'll see me there. So if you want to give me a message that I can relay or something, hold up a sign. I can promote the show, a Petros and Money show.
Oh, we'd appreciate it. Yeah, that'd be great.
For a nominal fee.
Could you do that?
That would be cool. We'd be okay with it.
You know what I'll do? I'm just gonna write Kate sucks and just hold it up. That's what I'm gonna do.
It's pretty harsh for you.
I was gonna say, if you don't mind, just at Tim Cates. That's all we want you to do is hold up, you know, a little Twitter bird at Tim Cates. Anytime there's like
if these are the seats I end up getting, I would do it. If I'll get Petros to pay for it with all his infinite cash,
Barry's.
Get a shirt with at Cates on it, and I will wear it to every Dodger Padre game.
Peace and love, Daniel.
Peace and love.
And good luck
to you guys.
Love you.
We love you too, Daniel. Good luck with the draft. It seems like you're way behind.
I'm excited about the draft. I'm excited about the high school football game. I'm excited about the Padre Dodger game. But it pales in comparison to the text chain that's gonna get reawoken this evening. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Good luck, by the way, to your family, to your son.
Arrowhead Christian's going down.
The culmination of this trying 3-game season.
Look,
may it end in victory.
Yeah. Arrowhead Christian, I say they're going down. If it was Rim of the World, I don't know. I mean, that's a toss-up.
When you've got two Christian schools and the Trinity, the third game here, the third game of the season, I think there's something special happening tonight, boys.
You don't tell me the Holy Ghost isn't going to be in attendance tonight. I can feel him. I can feel it. All right, Daniel.
You're the best,
love
DJ.
You. I love you guys. Love see you later.
Oh, yep. The thread has started already. This is just terrible.
We still have Steve Hartman. Less than an hour from now, Steve Hartman will join us. We'll get to your top story of the day next. Your quick hits after the top of the hour. Hartman at the bottom of the hour. We still have a BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse gift card to give away. Dodgers Padres coming up at 7 p.m. tonight.
I'm on the maze, complicated, made it out. Glad you made it, but until then, sayonara.
Get P and Money on your smart speaker.
Mic check.
Just say, Alexa.
Yes?
Play AM 570 LA Sports on iHeartRadio.
Poppin'! It is a Frogman Friday, everybody, and we're happy to be with you. And right now is the time. $100 gift card to BJ's Restaurant and Brewhouse. Join the beer club, BJ's Brewhouse Beer Club, at BJsRestaurant.com/beer club. Right now, it's time for the top story of the day.
Top story of the day.
My man, it is one of my favorite Petros and Money shows of all time. You got the theme. You recognize the event. We are your home of the Dodgers. You've got guests. Here's why I think we should all be into this, and here is why we don't crap, or at least I don't think we should crap on all of the Padres-Dodgers rivalry talk. And we talked about this at the start of the season. I think we do it for the greater good. And I get the idea that it's not a two-way street, that forget just Padres versus Dodgers, but the entire city of San Diego versus Los Angeles. This has been lamented and kicked around and talked about forever. San Diego is one of the greatest cities on earth. There is no reason to have any issues with the city of San Diego. It's a freaking amazing place.
We're going to talk to Steve Hartman about it. Look, they love him.
They love him. And we love San Diego. For whatever reason, they don't love us back. It's just the way it is. I don't know if they feel like they've got that aloha spirit and we're all hustle and bustle.
I think there's part of that. I think, you know, military town versus Hollywood, you know, there's a little bit of that. San Diego is a lot more like Orange County than L.A. is like San Diego. So there's kind of like that buffer.
A little bit of that.
Between the two. And when I was growing up, I mean, that orange curtain thing was really real. And it wasn't a bunch of Botoxed ladies. It was dudes in Hobie shorts that hang out at Wally George. So
those boobs are real.
Yeah.
Not
anymore.
Now. It's over. Those boobs are all fake now.
But
so are the lips.
Yeah, when Laguna was an art colony, those boobs were real. There was no bra.
Oh, no, they showed them to you.
But
check out my boobs.
But now, I mean, I don't... I don't get it. You know, I don't understand what the animosity and the hanger, you know, other than they are different and they look at us as if we're Hollywood swingers,
which we are not.
And they're all Navy men, all buttoned up and ready to rock and roll,
which they are not. We all have our differences. We all have our similarities. And when it comes to the Padres in particular, there's nothing to belittle. And I don't mean this in a condescending way.
Those
but
rap songs that the fans do.
Yeah.
Dodger fans don't do those.
No. They don't really have anything. You know, they have zero championships. They've got a pair of NL pennants. But since the Dodgers have won the World Series, they can't hold that over Dodger fans anymore, saying, well, Padres been to two World Series since you guys won in 88. What the hell are you talking about?
In the rap song, they said you have to put an asterisk on
that.
Because that's 60
games. So the old asterisk is what's coming to get us.
Right.
Tony Gwynn is one of the greatest hitters in the history of the game. But beyond that, Dave Winfield and
Hoffman.
Trevor Hoffman.
Hell's bells.
Not much there. So what harm?
Khalil Green.
Is it giving them a tip of the cap? And this is why I bring this up. You give the Padres a tip of the cap, while with your other hand, you extend your middle finger to the rest of the baseball world. Because the question is being asked yesterday and today on MLB Network, on the Evil Four Letter, on whether or not this is the best rivalry in baseball.
They just need
this season. And that's fine. So, you know what? The answer is an unequivocal yes. The Dodgers are the best team in baseball. It's not close. The gap is gigantic between them and everybody else. And when you have to play 162 games, what's wrong with being thankful that 19 of those games are going to come against what looks like probably the second best team in baseball?
Well, you can't say it's a great rivalry this year until we have some freaking games. And hey, look at that one was a walk-off and this one was crazy and they really went at it.
What I don't like.
On paper, it looks pretty good.
Exactly. I don't like how defensive people are getting. I don't like the, instead of just saying what you just said, well, hey, look, they haven't played yet. Dodgers beat them pretty handily in two of those games. Yeah, there was a great catch and there was some chest puffing between Gratterall and Machado, but really, Dodgers kind of handled them in that series. No. They get defensive all of a sudden. Hey, this isn't Yankees Red Sox, okay? The 2000s of the Yankees and the Red Sox is the greatest rivalry we're going to see in the history of baseball. So trying to put this on that level, that's just, it's dumb. And they don't even give us, and by us I mean the West Coast, at least the Dodgers Giants. That's not even brought up. They immediately go to Yankees Red Sox, and then they'll back that up with, and it's not even a Cardinals and Cubs. You're talking about 60 years of hatred between these two teams. Those two teams tangling this year, no one's interested. Nobody is interested. Nationally, in a sport that desperately needs a national narrative, this is superstars. This is sizzle. This is swag. This is reliving mistakes that just happened 3 months ago in the case of Blake Snell, who decided to pen a freaking novel in the Players Tribune about how super sad he was that he got pulled out of that game and how things could have been different. And he's pitching against Trevor Bauer on site, who never shuts up. Why would you not want to build that and celebrate it and really get behind it?
It is something to celebrate, and it's something happening this year in the moment. Maybe a little bit of overkill here to start out, but what the hell else is going
exactly
on? Exactly. Like, who cares?
To all the fossils that hold on to George Herman Ruth was sent for a paycheck so you could open a Broadway play.
They give a tip of the cap to Dodgers Giants because it started on the East Coast.
Exactly.
They're begrudgingly giving it a tip of the cap on the West Coast because it started out there in the East. But Padres Dodgers, to them, they might as well be the Apple Cup.
It's
Washington State, brother.
It is painful. It pains them. It burns their innards to say the best baseball being played in 2021 is 100 miles apart in Southern California. They are the two,
and they got
first place Angels.
And Shohei Ohtani.
Right? The Dodgers are far and away. And the Padres may be better, not just in the National League, but any other team in baseball. Now, I can promise you, Sunday Night Baseball on the Evil Four Letter is going to celebrate. Yeah, perhaps not like a Super Bowl, but I mean, as much attention as they gave the WNBA draft, it's at least going to get that much attention. Okay? They're going to give it at least that much attention that they gave to that thing over the last week.
Look, I got one thing to do this weekend. Modern Day Bosco. And other than that, it's all Padres Dodgers.
How could you not get excited about Bauer versus Snell after Snell went off like a petulant child in the first inning?
Couldn't even make it out of the first. Two-thirds pitched. Already pissing and moaning.
And, you know, I got my my Fox code on my MLB thing now. I canceled my subscription to the Resurrection, and now I can monitor the San Diego broadcast. So I can watch
that.
Them and be like, that's the original. Joe Davis is the original. Ask him.
Guys, the only thing this is missing is maybe a tip of the cap to Colin. So, to acknowledge, because, you know, if they're in the car from 9 to noon and the radio's on when they get out and they get back in the car, they're just going to have Petros and money on. That's all. So, in a very Colin-like way, think of it like this. The Dodgers are a Ferrari sitting at a stoplight.
A prancing horse?
Recognized that prancing horse is one of the finest automobiles ever fine-tuned in the racing world.
Scuderia.
In the history of automobiles. The Padres have just pulled up in a Dodge Challenger.
Okay, all right.
And they are revving that engine looking at
but
you.
But it's not stock.
It's a Hellcat.
They have a friend who's done some stuff with
it. It's a Hellcat.
Now look. It's got headers.
With a perfectly trained, experienced driver, and maybe just cat-like quickness off the line, and the right patch of asphalt, that Hellcat might be able to take that Ferrari down. But let's not forget, it's still a Dodge Challenger. And the other vehicle still a World Series champion, best team on paper,
are there corners?
Far and away. That's what I'm saying.
Is there going to be corners?
You're feeling pretty good.
Is it a drag race?
Until you hit that first corner.
Is it Vasse versus Adrian Gonzalez?
The Ferrari makes the turn, and the Challenger just launches into the sea. If Justin Turner is willing to say this is a big deal, remember his spring training quote said, this will feel like 19 World Series games, then you know what? We're willing to make it sound like 19 World Series games,
too. Well, I think a good litmus test is something you mentioned a while back. Is Don Martin willing to cover up Dan Patrick? Because if Don Martin's willing to cover up Dan Patrick with SCAM, as you said, Saxon Cates in the AM, SCAM, the acronym that we all know and love, then that means this is a big deal. Hey, sold it to me.
You going to watch it tonight?
Yeah.
Me too. At Mama's.